Ain't the answer of the Gemara in Brachas? Of course, yes, the Beis HaKisa Tzabach Lushukhanai.
I'm sorry, what's happening next week, Rabbi Mark Rutten?
We're going to be in a different location, right? But I'm learning Pashup Shat. Sometimes, you're right, I'm not arguing with you. But you have to sometimes learn Pashup Shat. Unless they put in a portable, you know what I mean? They didn't put in a portable yet. I don't think you can be here for... I don't know what Minyan is going to do here. How do you have a Minyan without access to a bathroom? Yes.
I think it's a better question than the answer I've got. When the Philip Sherman, does that apply to Zakaria, the Amara, that you can't accept
If it's an answer, sure, if it's Zakaria, but I've cool, it was a Taina. A Kriva's been saying, I mean, there seems to be a Taina on him, again.
There's definitely a
time. Okay, so that, again, my priority is always never say anything until I see it, something like that. When I talk about a title, I'd like to see it in print before I say anything. And I also like to see it from a print from somebody that I accept an authority, not somebody that lives in Brussels and wrote a safer. I mean, I don't know why I picked Brussels, but that's what I picked. Okay, so we are now up to I am an olive. No, I'm sorry, take it back. I am Bava an olive. And the rush brought two, one shot. We started the first shot. We didn't finish. We did the first shot, not the second shot. The Rabbanon didn't know what Rabbi Eliezer meant. And they asked him, they didn't know whether he meant that when a person is made for the Nadar before he leaves town, any Nadar you'll make, is it shot that it's not chow, it prevents it from being chow, or is it shot it's chow for either split second, or the amount of time it says, I am made for it, that's what the Rosh is to shut him, and then it gets destroyed. And the Chachamim brought Rias both ways. They said, a mikvah can cure tumah, but cannot prevent tumah. So that's going on the side that you want to prevent it. You see, it doesn't work that way. And they also said to Rabbi Eliezer, if in case you hold it ifchal, if you're taivu akeli, that tumah, you can't be Kaibul or Kaili, that when it becomes Tameh, it should become Tar immediately. That was the Rosh's first shot. The problem with that shot was, you could have used Mikvah both ways. You could have used Kaili both ways. You could have said, a Mikvah can't prevent, but a Mikvah can't make it, then after you become Tameh, you become Tar right away. You didn't need to bring in two cases, one for one way, one for the other way. Each, the one case, you could understand, it won't work either way. It's not preventive, and it doesn't stop Tumah after it's Chal to go off. That's what the case is. So they're going to rush switch to a second Yirsa, and we're going to start that again. And that is in the rush. Where's the rush? In the rush, the Shemami no Chayli, it's in my print, it's in the narrow lines. The Nira, the Girsa Zule Nira, I'm sorry, I don't know if I have the same thing as you. I'm sorry, Tashima. We'll start with the rush that says Tashma, which I have as the third wide line. Again, I have my print. You might have your print. There's no imprints here, especially for those who don't have an Arsko or a Izvahadi Gemara. For sure, you're lost. It's Tashma. Amar Lo Rav Eliezer. Uma Adam. This is a different case, not Mikvah, but Ma Adam. She'ena Ma'ila B'Tatmeim B'Tumasam. Perish. Dr. Rush, Imbola Tabas Tameya. If he's Beleya, he swallows a Tamidika ring. Behiza, the Shana, the Tavau. He does Hazar, which he's supposed to do for Tumas Mace. And, could have been any Tumah, but we picked Tumas Mace. And he did a second Hazar, 3 and 7, the Tavau. The Ikea, then he spit up the ring. Hari Kamasha Isa. Beloy Nitra, Betrila. Hazar Sadam. Shabala, because he's a Mepakabem Kasha. It doesn't work for what's in his. Tumah blew up. Matzos atar militamei imbala tavas tahira benichnas loyel ameis viyikia loynit. If he became tamei, but he had a ring in him that wasn't tamei, it doesn't become tamei. That's preventive. The tara blew along the tava. So that's a direct raya on prevention, because there the ring doesn't become tamei and not become tar. Adarava. You see over there. That it can be metame, a mikvah can be cannot remove the tumah, right? Meaning, if a person gets hazar and thing, the ring remains intact. It doesn't become tahor, right? Yet, he prevents. So we see, if it's in him, it doesn't become tamei, right? So mikvah, so using that logic, that prevention is easier than cure. The raya is, you're preventing the ring in your stomach from becoming tamei, but when you become tahor, and the ring is tamei, it doesn't become tahor. That means you can prevent the tumah in your stomach, but you can't cure the tumah in your stomach. That's what it's saying. I'm not, Dr. Harris is asking me. Okay, he's not asked. I mean, we in this class, we allow questions.
Why would you simply say it's kabara?
Again, word it any way you want. We're not interested now in the wording. You know, wording, I have to word it the way the Rush words it. The Rush is wording it that the Gemara is proving. The Gemara is not finished yet. It's a half of an equation. You see by a ring in your stomach that you can prevent it from becoming tameh by it being in your stomach. But when you go to the mikvah, it does not cure the ring that's in your stomach. That's all we're saying. The fact. What?
It never changes
its status. But so therefore, mikvah, shemalas hatmei mutamasam. So you can go into the mikvah, become tar, hataybulboy, in addition, atos hatarim melatame. Using your logic, prevention is easier than cure. So then why don't you say that a mikvah should be able to prevent tumma from happening? You go into the mikvah and you come out, you should be immune to tumma. If mikvah can remove an existing tumma, it should make you immunized to tumma. Again, if Amad called Gufa the mikvah, right? The Naga b'yad akats v'sheretz, b'yad akharis Naga b'kli, shemiktsasin chutz l'mikvah. In one hand you touch the sheretz, in one hand you touch a kli that's halfway out of the mikvah. Doesn't have to be a part out of the mikvah. So the kli is not in the mikvah totally.
Right.
So the halacha is yatzil olav. So shli yikabel tumah ba'ida b'mikvah l'tamek kli ba'ida b'mikvah. He's in the mikvah. So why doesn't the mikvah immunize him that he can't make something tameh while he's in the mikvah? If he can remove his tumah, why shouldn't immunize him that he shouldn't be able to pass on tumah? Is a raya that prevention and cure have not shaykhus to each other. Here you see, again, let's give the Rush a chance. Before we jump on him, let's give him a chance.
Where is he? Is he tahor?
He went into the mikvah. He became tahor. But he's touching his sheretz.
As he's doing it?
And while he's in the mikvah.
This is after
while he's in the mikvah. He's underwater. He's touching his sheretz. And he's touching a kli that's out of the water. The kli becomes tamei.
Yeah, but I don't understand the mitzvah as being when he's underwater.
Yeah,
holding a sheretz, he becomes tahor.
No, you know he was he became tahor. Then he touched the sheretz while he's underwater, and he touched the keli. Now this mitzvah made him tahor, but yet does not prevent the tumma passing through him to touch the keli to make it tumme.
He walks out holding the sheretz, he's still coming.
Again, he's underwater.
But it's not an insulator. In other words, another.
That's what we're proving.
Okay.
We're proving that even though mikvah can cure tumma, it can't prevent tumma. So don't bring me a raya that cure and prevention work, that if it can cure, right? You see things can prevent and not cure, and cure and not prevent. So therefore you get, but this is clearly a raya to prevention. Nobody was thinking here of making a kavah chomer that it should be chal and go off, because the case of Adam was prevention. That's what we had in that case with the ring. It was prevention. So this is a direct raya that cannot be used to the other half. This raya cannot be used to prove that it should be chal and go off, because this is not what happens here. We proved from Adam that you can prevent and not cure. So mikvah that can cure should be able to prevent. That only works on one side of Rabbi Yezer. If he holds that what the husband is made for, it prevents the netter from being chal. So the Rabbanan are telling him, cure and prevention don't go together. Because we see a person can prevent and not cure, and a mikvah can cure and not prevent. Now, the second half of the raya is if you hold that Yitzchak goes off. So that would bring a raya from Keli. A Keli goes into the mikvah, right? It becomes tahar. It comes out. It's not immune to tumah. It touches tumah. It doesn't become tamei go off. Why? Because that's, again, we're proving the other side. Because you can cure doesn't mean you can create a situation that the tumah should go on and off right away. Like the Tad and Rabbi Eliezer, that the neder is chal and then goes off. So Darash, b'tayis kahanim d'shina b'anegei b'nevlosim b'yitma filu hu b'tayi chamayim. V'unkein, hachinami leslo l'meidim kal b'chaymer. In meivu nedar m'shetidar, if you have the ability to cure a neder, the b'shul zed yofer actually tidar, the mikveh yachiyach. Here is the mikveh can cure and cannot prevent. Almud Rabbi Eliezer kosa amar, d'loi chayli dumya the mikveh. So that's the tzad to say that Rabbi Eliezer said it's not chal at all, because it's not. Mikvah wouldn't be a discussion here. And on the other hand, the Rosh had been bothered in the first shot. You could use one and use it either way. In this case, you can't use one either way, because it's built on Adam. And Adam was clearly a case of prevention, not a case that it became tameh and became tahar. When the guy walked into the Ayel HaMeis with a ring in his stomach, it's not shot. The ring became tamei, it became tahar, it was prevented. So we're talking about not letting it be chal. That's that half. The second half is saying, if you want to learn that it's chal and goes off, I'll prove you from a keli, goes to the mikvah, it's not immunized, that when it comes on, it goes off. So therefore, there's two separate rayas here. Yes, doctor, you got a question?
Not really a question, more of a comment. I have absolutely no idea. It seems completely, the basic premise that you might consider it seems to me to be absurd. So we've talked about this yesterday. I have not gotten any more intelligence since then. Same issue. The Hafara and Tahara are not comparable.
Again. So I said this yesterday. Yeah. I'll say it again today. Many times in Shas, and the one that comes to mind is Kiddush and Dalar Amud Beis. You have many Kal Vachomers that are based on facts, not on logic. It shows us what's easier, what's harder, what has no connection. Now, you could logically say it's different, but since the Torah revealed to me that they're not connected in certain cases, you have no right to use logic to connect them in other cases. Let me try to explain. You can come along, Rabbi Eliezer, and say, don't bring me a raya for mikvah because that's tumatara. And don't prove nadarim. And Rabbanan say to Rabbi Eliezer, hello, you're making a logical kal vachomer that prevention means you can cure. I can show you that in certain cases the Torah didn't make that kal vachomer. Can I prove to you that it doesn't cure? No. But the burden of proof is yours. You have to come along to me and show me that cure is easier than prevention. And you're building it totally on logic. You're not building it on anything else, but your logic that cure prevention is easier than cure. Well, I have a case where the Torah told me prevention and cure have no shaychus to each other. So therefore, your burden of proof, I don't have to prove you wrong. I have to show you that you haven't met the bar of proof. And this shows it. We see in other cases in the Torah that are different. But yet the Torah did not say cure is easier than prevention. That means the Torah told us that they don't go hand in hand in certain cases. Once that's true, how do you know this case is different? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. That's not a proof. Your burden of proof has to be that you can prove to me that this is logic without a question. It's not. I find in other cases in the Torah that it's not. So you'll tell me those cases are different. Mask them. Is that enough to prove you right? Maybe they're not different. Maybe the Torah set a rule all over that you can't compare prevention and cure. They're not proving themselves right. Rabbanan aren't saying your logic is faulty. They're saying we can prove to you that in certain cases the Torah didn't take your logic. Once the Torah didn't take your logic there, who says it applies here? It's the burden of proof. I don't have to prove you wrong. I have to create doubt. It's always easier to slug up a raya than to bring the raya. Because to bring the raya, you have to be 100% right. to slug up the raya, you just have to say, maybe.
The problem with what you're saying is that Kal Vachomer, unlike Zereshava, Kal Vachomer is a logical process. Zereshava, Halacha Moshe Sinai, that says these are not. So therefore, if something is logical, it's not.
So let's try again. Logically, no, you didn't hear what I said. No, you didn't hear what I said. Logically speaking, a mikveh that cures should be able to prevent. Logic.
It is not.
Why not?
Because it is a bodily state which has to do with physical contact.
Again, but the bottom line is, the mikveh is empowered to cure.
Absolutely.
So if the mikveh is empowered to cure, when you're in the mikveh and you touch a sheretz, it should prevent.
I know that example is throughout Shastra. The example of the person in the mikveh is there. I've understood it every time, except the way you're explaining it. Right?
Let me try it one more time. If I wouldn't have a Xeris HaKasav that tells me that if you touch the sheretz underwater, you become Tameh. Logically, I would have said, the mikveh can take off your tumah. You don't become tumah while you're in the mikveh.
I see absolutely no logic whatsoever in that.
A dead sheretz cannot become a dead sheretz because he's in the mikveh.
I'm not being tired of sheretz. I'm a tired of person.
But he's holding, touching.
Who cares? He's in the mikveh.
That's how tumah transfers.
Again. Here we go again. If I wouldn't have, I'm not going to spend too much time on this. I can stand here and argue all day. But honestly, sometimes I understand your logic, doctor. This time, I don't. If you tell me that a mikveh is powered enough to cure my tumah because I touched the sheretz, and now I'm going into the mikveh, and it cures me from it. So now I'm in that mikveh that cures, and I touch the sheretz while I'm in the mikveh. That same mikveh that can take off my tumah sheretz is not preventing the tumah sheretz from going on. Teretz says, the Gemara says, it's Xeris HaKasav. Without Xeris HaKasav, maybe I would have said the logic. Came along the Teretz and called again, but if it wasn't yet, but the Teretz didn't leave this to logic. The Teretz spoke it out, that if you touch a Sheretz underwater, you become Tameh. That means the Teretz revealed to me, don't use logic in this case. Now, once the Teretz revealed to me, don't use logic in this case, it creates doubt whenever you want to use that logic. Because you see the Teretz said, don't use the logic in that case. Again, I think I've had adequate explaining if either you get it or you don't get it. Move on.
But I think incidentally, there is one other aspect which, to my aging brain, makes some sense, which is this example of the ring which has been swallowed, where it doesn't become a tar, and it's being treated as a parallelism. The problem is, in terms of touching, we see in the Pesukim, even the Gemara, that if something tumah touches something tar, it can turn a tar. We see nowhere whatsoever that something tar touches something tumah makes it tar. So there's just not parallel. It's not commutative.
Again, here we go and bring Pesukim in. If you wouldn't have Pesukim, what would your logic tell you? The guy goes into the mikveh and he has a ring.
Got the Pesukim.
All that proves is that you can't use logic because I have psukim, which means it creates doubt when there are no psukim, because it's telling me that the logic doesn't always work.
So you've just made my argument for me, which is you can't use logic. I believe Rabbi Schutz said that there was some before us that understood it as a halakha mishnah. You know, but
that's a different kashiya.
That was a different kashiya. Okay, I was off on the side. I just heard.
Okay, we're going to sit here and argue for the next half an hour. I'm really not interested. I think I explained it well enough. Yeah.
Go to the other side. Nedarim is all totally in Dibur and Daf. There's no Dibur and Daf by a mikvah.
Again, is that a proof or is that a possibility? If you have to prove it, excuse me, would you be able to prove it? Because you decide it's logical when the tyrant told me not to use the logic elsewhere?
Or it works. He just said some words. All he did is said
again,
words.
We're going to try this again. Who is the burden of proof on? Again, who has to prove things here?
Everybody.
No. Rabbanon do not have to prove a thing. They have to say, you see, that it doesn't always work. Therefore, your logic is questionable.
Rabbanan are not wandering through life like pool balls randomly.
Okay, I got it. I'm not going to sit here and argue for half an hour, Doctor. You're obviously not listening. You're not listening.
You have respect. I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, let's move on. Touch him up.
What's the 12 people say to someone, oh, you're going to the mikvah with a shiraz biyado?
Right. Not
Matar. That knocks off somebody. Who is that?
The guy that does tshuva without kabbalah or without karata, yeah. The guy that says vidui without karata.
Yeah,
that's a lashon Rambam.
Meaning,
or no kabbalah.
Vidui is not
going to be in the vidui,
right?
It doesn't say that. It says it's a tribal b'sharet v'yadai.
No.
Is there a difference? Listen, now I'm not going to yochus tshuva now. Is there a difference between tribal b'sharet v'yadai or not tribal?
Is that talking about the guy who's going in or he's underwater?
Same thing. It's talking about going in, but it's the same halach if he's underwater, yeah. Don't take my right to touch.
You started it. I was just shaking my head.
Okay, fine. It's okay. I'm fine. Touch him out. I'm not any worse for the wear. Touch him out.
I've got a question.
Touch him out. I'm a lemon blazer. Mads roim tameyim. He brings another example. Plants that are tame, meaning food that's tame, and you planted them in the ground. Human shazarim b'karkatayrim. Now, halacha is that once you plant something tame, it becomes tahor.
If you put a pepper in the ground.
If you put a pepper in the ground, I don't know how you plant peppers, but if you put it in the ground, yes, it becomes tahor.
Well, the seed.
Whatever planting means, you planted it. Right? I'll let the farmers here, the agricultural specialists, tell me how you plant peppers. I don't know. All I know is I eat peppers. And that's it. I told you, my food doesn't grow in the ground. My food grows in Dave's. I know that's it. I'm sorry, in Angus. Mazroim Tameyim. He was a Zarim Bekar Katar. Rabbi Sai, I have to be able to move on.
Isn't there a seed?
It means, Zeroim means a food. A food item is called Zeroim. Certain food items are called zroim. They are seeds, but they're also food items. Ma'ad zroim, tameyim. It's a Mishnah brachas. It's not a Mishnah, it's a Gemara brachas. Kivish zarim b'karkatayrin. Once you plant it, it's tahor. So zroim b'ayim b'mekoshke. And we make a kabbalchimer. If something is growing in the ground, it's not b'kabbaltum. That means it can cure and it prevents. Shmamina, like Highland. It's mashma. That it's not chal. Raya tibshat and Rabbi Eliezer. That's what we started off. Looking for what Rabbi Eliezer meant. Did he mean it's not chal? Or did he mean it's chal and goes off? Well, the Raivim's Roim, which he brings, is a Raya that it's never chal. Because the case of Zroim, it's not that it becomes tameh and goes off. It never becomes tameh. It's a Raya that the Torah deals with that. That if it can cure, it can prevent. And it's prevention. So we have proven Pshat and Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbanan didn't know Pshat and Rabbi Eliezer. They said, we don't know if you mean A or B, and we have a shrug up to both. Rabbi Eliezer himself says clearly, I mean prevention. Because if not, his raya from Zeroim wouldn't be a raya. That's what he means. Dr. Rush. Amr lo Rabbi Eliezer Mazroim. Heshiv lo Rabbi Eliezer. Shematzinu shetana kabukhaimer. Kiahu de benedara. The kaimelon. We do make a kabbal chaimer like I want to make by the door. And the chaimer on the zroim zroim ain't a kabbal tumma. Layasi al mahai kabbal chaimer. The fact that planted seeds are not makabbal tumma is from this kabbal chaimer. Ma'azroim tumayim kibin shesarim makar katahirin. I learned that out of a pasuk in the Tanya Bataris Kahanim. Minayin lezroim tumayim shesarim makar katahirin shenam rakol zera zeru asher yizarei ataru. Any food that you plant becomes tar. What if they didn't develop roots yet? Tar who? It has to be in a state of growth, meaning the roots have to develop. That's exeris akasif. How do I know that once it's in the ground, it can't get new tumma? Logic. You admit there, I can prove to you that we do use logic. In the case of Zeroim, we use logic. And you don't argue over there, so why are you arguing over here? That's what Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbanan. Yes?
Do I remember incorrectly? I thought things from the Kubel Karka do not become Tumah. I'm confused.
Right. How do you know that?
So you're saying the whole basis of that, I've got a prospect anyway. I mean,
no, you don't.
Yeah, I'm about to say it. Seeds which become wet, harvest seeds which become wet, because you do not, harvested seeds do not become wet, do not become
unless they've been wet, unless they're prepared. So therefore, if the seeds themselves do not become tamei, then obviously that, you know.
Again, the Rush is telling me, I trust the Rush, that the Pasuk only says the things are planted that you have tamei, the plant go off. It never says that while it's attached to the ground, it can't become tamei. We learned that from the Kal V'Chomer, and once you learn that from the Kal V'Chomer, then you have your halacha.
No, it's a mandatory lima.
You have a pasuk for it?
No.
Rabbi, Dr. Schwab, do you have a pasuk for that?
I'm not a rabbi.
Dr. Schwab, do you have a pasuk for that? Where's the pasuk?
That seeds cannot become tamei until they've been wet. Therefore, before they've been wet, they are not...
How do you know that's only if it's off the ground?
How do you know
if it's only if it's off the ground? Who told you that it doesn't happen when it's attached?
Well, it's on the tree.
There's no pasuk.
So you're invoking some sort of magic by which, by harvesting the seeds, they become immune to tamei.
No. I'm not invoking any magic.
Not until they're wet, they're immune from tamei.
That's what the Torah said. But the Torah didn't say only if it's off the ground.
No, I know
the Torah never said when it's attached. You added that. The Torah never said that. No pasuk. Kevin says it's such an established fact, you can't believe it's not a basic. But it's no such a basic.
I understand it from the process of becoming tomb preparation.
Maybe it happens even when it's wet. Even when it's attached. You're right. It doesn't become mukshul kabel tomb until it's off the ground. How do you know that?
Off the ground and wet.
That's what mukshul means, getting wet. How do you know that? Who told you that?
Fine.
Okay, next, we'll move on. Now, I just want to point something out. I'm a little bit worn out, not that I care, but I just want to point this out because I think it's very important. The Achranim have a kasha here that I don't know an answer for. We had a shaila earlier whether a person has to hear the neder to be made for it, or not hear the neder to be made for it. We had a shaila back on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. No, I'm sorry, even before that, Ayin Beis Amud Beis. Is it chal when he hears it, or is it chal when he not hears it? But if Rabbi Eliezer is proving that it can't be chal at all, doesn't that mean he never heard it? It's never chal. We had a shaila back on Ayin Beis Amud Beis. When a husband is made for the Torah, does he have to have heard the neder or not? Guy that the daughter is leaving his house, and he says, any neder you made, can he be made for it without hearing the neder? And the Gemara never proved that shaila. Never proved it. It proved that a cheresh can be made for the darim, but it never proved the shaila. Does a regular husband have to hear the neder before the hafara is chal? Never proved that shaila. But if you learn Rabbi Eliezer means, as we just proved, that when you make for the neder before you leave town, it never is chal, that means he never heard it. How could he, if it's not chal, that means it's prevented. If it's prevented, that means he doesn't have to hear it to make the prevention kick in. The prevention is there. Why doesn't the Gemara use that proof that he doesn't have to hear a neder to be made for it? That's that way of discussion. Once we proved that Rabbi Eliezer is saying that if you can cure a neder, you can prevent a neder. Prevent. That means it's not even chal for a second. That means you're telling me that the woman made the neder and it doesn't work because he was made for. But doesn't he have to hear? That when he hears, it's chal. That's good for the hafara to be chal, not to prevent.
Who says it's chal? When he hears it, it's retroactive, not chal. It's not chal. Well, that's the answer
to
the Gemara.
Okay. The Achronim are saying, no, the Gemara said that for hafara to be chal. The Gemara never said it to make nothing chal.
The whole question is, he said it before, how does it work?
And I hear what you want to say, but I don't think that's that. But the question is, I'll leave it here and go on.
Yom Shomo has a dual purpose, and you have that day, and also on the day that you hear about it. So the father and the...
No, it's not a dual purpose. It's only the day you heard about it.
But you didn't hear it from her. The father heard it, it's not necessarily that the Baal heard it.
Right, so there's two Yom Shammais. He's Mefer and Hitzday. He's Mefer and Hitzday.
You mean they both have to hear the words coming out of her mouth?
No, so they have to hear that there's an Eder.
Right, so he doesn't have to hear it.
Okay, I'm definitely going back there. So the Gemara had a Shaila there that the father had to know there's a Neder before he's Mefer.
Right.
Forget the word hair. You're concentrating the word hair.
What we're talking about?
We're talking about, does he have to know about the Neder? We call that hearing.
Okay.
You know, usually, through hearing something. That's all. Not thinking my advice. Frank, think of my rap.
Is that whole kasha only in Rabbi Eliezer?
No, the kasha is you see from Rabbi Eliezer that you don't have to hear.
No, I'm saying, but there's two opinions. There's Rabbi Yeshua, I think. There's Rabbi Akiva.
That was by Yavam, thank you. What is it in the world that have to do with it? They also argue about Shemitah fruit that makes sense or something. There's three opinions there also. What does Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua have to do with this Gemara?
This is
a retract.
I'm not retracting it.
Zag Gemara. Rabbanan used that very same Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer that they're calling into question because they approved some mikvah and keli and all these things, they use the Kal V'Chomer. Where do they use it? Vatanya. Yahu Yimkar Adam as Bitek Shinara. How do I know that a father can only sell his daughter when she's a ketana? But when she's 12, even though he's in control of her, he gets her earnings, he's made for her nadarim, he can marry her off, but he can't sell her. How do you know? Talmud Leimah, Amrit Kavachaymer, Mechurik Var Yaitza. We have a pasuk that says that a ketana that turns 12 goes out. So Eile Mechur Eine Dishloiti Macher. If she goes out at 12, how can he sell her post-12? If he can cure the sale, if 12 cures the sale, I use the word cure, voids the sale, it should prevent the sale. This is the same Kal V'Chomer that Rabbi Eliezer used. And they use it too. You sell your daughter when she's 6, 8. She goes out when she turns 12. You want to sell your daughter when she's 12. You can't do that. 12 takes her out. How can you sell her after 12? Now that's saying the 12 has the power to remove her being a maidservant. Who says that that prevents? Logic. You're using logic. If it can void the sale, it can prevent the sale. So here we have a case where Rabbanan used that same logic. And they don't say, well, mikvah is different, we see not that way. So Rabbanan were jumping on Rabbi Eliezer because they have rayas. You use it yourself. Rav Josh. Shmami no lechayli. Dum yud is wrong. Then mekapel to meklal. I'm mekapel chaymer. Mechurik why yaitzak shina bekvar kamed kedushim from the word v'yatzachinam elu yemein aris. The Gemara dashes this from the word yaitzak. And for the Gemara in ba'alma darshik kapel chaymer. You're right. This is not an argument. You're right 100%. Rabbi Eliezer is right. The logic makes sense, and the proof from mikvah is because of psukim, and the proof from cherit is because of psukim. But if you don't have psukim, you use logic. Unadulterated logic. You don't bring anything else in. And that's why by selling the Amavriya, the Rabbanan agreed to the logic. What the real tie that Rabbi Eliezer is, there's a pasuk that says you're wrong. The shiny hacha damikra, isha yikimana of isha yifarena, esha bo leklal hekam bo leklal hafer, esha bo leklal hekam bo leklal hafer. It's a pasuk. Their argument, their whole arguments of mikveh and keli is just an argument. That's not what they base it on. What they're saying is, you see, by mikvah, pasuk voids your logic. You see, by keli, pasuk voids your logic. We have a pasuk here that voids your logic. But they're not saying you can't use your logic when there's no pasuk. They're agreeing that everybody has this logic is wrong. Unlike Yitzchak Margaret wanted to say before, they were using those examples to prove you can't use logic. No. Rabbanan agree that you can use logic when there's no psukim. And those psukim are there, that custom over there, and it's not mean to teach you anything. But they're saying, Rabbi Eliezer, you're using logic when there is a pasuk. And that I can prove to you that we can't do.
There are different ways to charge this pasuk.
What does Rabbi Eliezer do?
Yeah.
It's a hekesh. He doesn't hold him this hekesh for this reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm saying, right. So
it's a hekesh. It's not a beferish or pasuk. It's a hekesh. It's that the Torah compared the two. That's Rabbanan's way of looking at the pasuk. The Torah didn't say he has to, that he can't be made for it to prevent it. The Torah just said he has, we know he can't be Mekayim it. We said it's smarter before he doesn't mean it, right? So he can't be Mekayim. Rabbana say, the Torah put them together to say, what you can't approve, you can't void. You can't cancel. It's a hackish.
All those halachas are hackish. All halachas we have four and
I don't think so. And that's a good... So the question is, how do you know? So usually the rule is, you use hekesh for everything that there's no gzeris akosim against. The question of the answer is, why doesn't he use hekesh? I don't have the answer. Look to Mishnah Vayter. We move on to a much easier subject. Yes?
Why don't we use the word yayim shamayim for afterwards and for before? It's not for yayim shamayim when he does
it,
when he does
it how far. It's a kalb
chaymer.
Why can't logic expand things?
Logic?
The Torah said, Naris takes out. The Torah never said Naris prevents. By selling your Amma. We always use Kal V'chaymas to build Halacha. Shlai Shas Amidah, the Torah is just that. Be Kal V'chaymas. The Torah never said you can't sell a Nara.
You can't.
No, it didn't. It said when you sell a Tana and she turns 12, she goes out. Did the Torah say you can't sell her at 12? Zog to Mishnah. Here we go. How far is the Darm Kalayayim? How far is the Darm is till Shkia? I'm sorry. Till the end of the day, whatever that may be. Yes, Midvavar Lahakul Lahachmer. It's sometimes a kula, it's sometimes a chumrah. And the truth is, the Rishayim speak out, it's not really kula and chumrah. It means sometimes you have a long time and sometimes you have a short time. It's never a kula and a chumrah. It's the same thing. Because kula and chumrah is used in contrast to a different shita. The other shita is going to be 24 hours. 24 hours is going to be at least as long or longer than this mandiyavar. This will never be longer than 24 hours. So therefore, it's never a kula. It means, kula and chumra, the Rosh says, means sometimes you have a longer time to be mever, and sometimes you have a shorter time to be mever.
You have an early Shabbos. you're a forest.
Oh, it's a big shiloh. It's a good shiloh. What happens if a guy hears an Eder Erev Shabbos, he's a Makabel Shabbos, can he still be mever? No different than the shiloh, can a woman make a hefty tzara? All kinds of different shilohs come with extra. So this is, you can make a statistical tzara on this. Correct. Nei Ketzad, Nadra B'Leila Shabbos. This is Megaya, when was the last time you were made for an Eder? Ketzad, Nadra B'Leila Shabbos, Yafer, B'Leila Shabbos, U'B'Yayim HaShabbos, HaChetechshach. You got 24 hours. She made the Eder right after Lich Benchit again. Whenever the night came, whenever it was Friday night, she made the Eder, you have all the way till Mitzoy Shabbos. Nadra Im HaSheicha, what if she made the Eder right before Shkia, on Shabbos afternoon? You got a message. Somebody came and told you, or you heard your wife make a netter 5 minutes, 3 minutes before Shkia. Is Mayfer actually texting? He better do Hafara right away. He's quiet for 3 minutes. Over and done with. That's your chance. Your chance is till the sunset, till the day is over. I hate to use the word sunset because people can argue with me as much as about it.
When that says Hafara, I mean, it has to be when you start, it's enough, right?
Hafara takes 1 sec. Hare ani mefer. What's wrong with that?
That's it.
You don't have to explain it. You don't have to say shtekel taira. You don't have to put on your garto. You don't have to go to the mikvah first.
Just those words.
Just those words. In fact, I think we're going to learn that you can say mufer lechi. That's even shorter.
Say it in front of nobody.
You just have to say it.
No, say it. You don't have to say it in front of anyone.
I don't think so. Zok to Rash, how far is the Darm Shammah Tairiv B'yayim Shammah Yisha Yonah Yaitza Kala Yayim HaChetechshav V'yash B'davar V'hokul L'achmer Kloymar, Zok to Rash Pama Mevers Man Kutzer V'pama Zeram Ruba V'loy Shiyash B'davar L'hokul Tvei M'man Darmah Meisleis. It's never going to be longer than the Man Darmah that gives you 24 hours. Usually when we say Meiko Machmer, it's a contrast. You say one opinion, I say my opinion. In my opinion, sometimes it's a kula, sometimes it's a chumra over your opinion. Here, 24 hours is going to be at least as long or longer than this Madiyama gives him. It will never be shorter. But it's, L'Hakul L'Hakma just means how much time I have. Sometimes a little bit of time, sometimes a lot of time. Zot to Gemara, right, the Tanya, for us, the Dharm Kalayayim. You have all day. Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Gaza, Rabbi Shimon, Amru Meisleis. They say you get 24 hours from the time you heard it. You heard it at 2:07, you have to 2:07 the next day. My time is a Tanakama, I'm a Krabi Yoim Shammai. The day, the calendar day. Rabbana my timer, they'll say Miyoim Oyoim. Pasuk says that he has Miyoim Oyoim. I don't have the Lashon HaPasuk here. Yes, I do. That means he has from one day to the next day, 24 hours.
I'm surprised
Rebbe
to bring up the whole thing. You change the clock.
It's 24 hours. Changing the clock doesn't change how many hours there are.
No, the other month
is it's Shkia. I don't care what time it says on the thing. It's when the sun sets. The sun sets whether you change the clock or don't change the clock.
It's more than 24 hours.
No, it is not.
Never?
No. When you add an hour, it doesn't mean the hour you add. It just means he is an hour earlier, that's all. The sun doesn't change when you change the clock.
You have more hours.
No, you don't. You have more hours. That doesn't mean there are more hours.
But you travel less to get more hours.
Yeah. Yes, 100%. But now you have a good child. What happens is that Malcolm Afarim, I don't know. Frank Digamayla, Tanakama, Timmy, I'm Oyaim. What does the Tanakama do with me? I'm Oyaim. I can only be made for during daylight. That includes I can be made for the night. If I hear it Friday night, I can be made for during the night also. I have a week from Sunday to Sunday. It limits it to 24 hours. So we have a machloikas here, a machloikas tanoi. How long does a person have to be made for nedarim? 24 hours, or the calendar day till Shkia.
So what do they do with the first lesson?
They tell me that Yom O'Yom doesn't mean a week. But Yom O'Yom could be translated two ways. One day to the next day, or from Sunday to Sunday. From this day to the next time this day comes around. Again, the question is, why did the Torah write B'Yayim Shammai if I have 24 hours? That's what you asked me. The answer is, without Yayim Shammai, you would have translated B'Yayim O'Yayim the wrong way. And you're right. But the Torah wrote Yayim Shammai to tell me it's only 24 hours. That's what this Mandiyama holds. The other Mandiyama says, no, Yayim Shammai means the calendar day. I says B'Yayim O'Yayim, that's include the night. Dr. Rush. Dr. Rush, Nadra Belele Shabbos. Haida Naka Belele Shabbos. Kelele Shabbos V'yayimai. It's not picking on Shabbos. Any day is the same thing. The reason it says Lele Shabbos, it's like saying, it's like Shabbos. He just picked an example. The Chsiv, Ahi Yarev Ayvayt V'yayim Echad. He's just trying to say the night is part of the calendar day. The Chsiv V'yayim O'yayim, Perish V'yayim Zel V'yayim Echad, Haida Meisleis. The Chsiv V'yayim O'yayim, Dabi Laila B'chlau. This day to the next Sunday. From this day, Sunday, to Oyoim. To the next. That's what I would have thought. Comes along Yoim Shammai and says, no, you get 24 hours. So the bottom line of my focus is, you get 24 hours and you get to the end of calendar day. Halachic calendar day. Zakhti Gemara Vaitra. Amar Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Reb Shimon ben Levi, Ein Halacha Kai Sazuk. We don't paskin like the pair that says you get 24 hours. You don't get 24 hours. Levi Savar Lemeva Kahani Tanoi. He wanted to give 24 hours. He wanted to paskin that you do get 24 hours. Amar Levi Rav Halchi Amar Chavivi, Ein Halacha Kai Sazuk. My uncle said, which is Reb Chia. That was Rav's uncle. We don't pass it like that. Zok derash. Ein halacha kaisazuk, b'shem derabim dinu. Why do we have to say this? Isn't there a rule of yachid derabim halacha karabim? Teretz is their rabim, there too. Itzrich lemifsteg deloy kibasayu. Ay, b'shem dekra kibasayu daika. The psukim read better according to them. The aksib meyayim oyayim. The Mishnah has to learn meyayim oyayim is to include night. Simple pshat miyayim oyayim seems to say day one till day two. But yes, svarim garsim halacha kaisazuk. There's some svarim that have a girsin argamara that we do paskin like these two mandiyamim. Why do they say that? Because the Gemara in Shabbos says, we pass, you get 24 hours. In order not to have a contradiction in Gemara, they change the gears to hear that the halacha is like the parent that says you have 24 hours. The Mefarshi, so what do they do with Levi's story? Said Levi wanted to do it, he was told not. They learn it means Perish Tana the Mastisa, the Tanakama, the Bryce, the Amikolayayim. He wanted to do like the Tanakama of the Mishnah, Tanakama of Bryce, and say only this day. Amalei Rav, Hokem Chavivi, Halacha Kaisazuk. Not Ein Halacha Kaisazuk, but Begiris Halacha Kaisazuk. Vafila Igor Sin and Ein Halacha Kaisazuk. Matsina Lameimar, the Astrama de Shas, Polygander Beshuva Malevi. And even when the Rav says, Ein Halacha Kaisazuk, Rabbi Shulman Levi said, Halacha Kaisazuk. Meaning, it argues on him. In the next Gemara, the Gairis Chir Barav. Yesh Lefarish, Kshahoy said, okay, this is the Rosh's chat in the next Gemara, so let us read the next Gemara. Chir Barav, Shadi Giro Ubadik. He shot an arrow, and then he checked it out. That means, he paskined that you get 24 hours. This is the way the Rosh learns. The Ron doesn't learn that way. Rabbeinu Arsko for sure doesn't learn that way. He shot an arrow at the wall when she made the netter, and he saw where in the wall it was, where the shade of the sun is now, so he can wait 24 hours, and the minute before 24 hours he was made for it. His purpose of shooting the wall was to give him the exact time. He didn't have an atomic clock on him. Had he had an atomic clock, he would have had that atomic clock. He wanted to know, when can I be made for this netter? I have 24 hours. 24 hours is when the sun, the shade, hits that point.
Oh, you mean he might not be made for it, you mean?
He's going to be made for it.
No.
But he wanted to drag it out, Sukhdarash. He wanted to get her angry. He wanted to teach his wife a lesson. You're making a netter? Okay.
Ignored her.
That's not fair.
Why would that be
his success?
You made a netter. She wanted him to make the netter. Why is she upset that he didn't make
it? I guess she wanted him to be made for it. I guess. And he said, you know what? I'll let you
suffer.
Not suffer. When you wait for something, you are stewing. I'll let you stew. I think you say you're stewing. I think so. I forgot the word. The word.
He's a ravine right now.
Why?
He knows what he's doing.
Yes.
And still he wants to put her...
So two things. Either you can go give him a turn, or he wanted to teach her a lesson. Don't play with the dharma. You play with the dharma, it can come back to bite you. And a husband's allowed to teach his wife a lesson. Sometimes that works much better than it's smooth. Imagine somebody does something wrong in yeshiva, and then Hala doesn't plan to throw him out, but they want to teach the kid a lesson. They say, we'll let you know in 24 hours. What happens during that 24 hours? Exactly. And then, right before 24 hours, they say, oh, by the way, you can stay. They could have told him that yesterday, but then he wouldn't have learned his lesson.
Story showing that he did not hold
the main place. That he did hold the main place. He put in the wall till the sun hits it the next day.
Or the next day. I thought it was that same day.
What do you mean the same day? The sun is there, the sun is not there.
No,
he means the next day. And Rabbi Baravuna, Yosef Vikoim, Dr. Ashi, he got up and checked where the sun is exactly so he could know the next day. Again, he just did a different way of telling time. He was sitting, he got up to go outside and see where is the sun located, so the next day he can be made for before the sun gets there. Dr. Rush laid on Midas Shaloi, his own shade. He got outside, I should say that. He made his own shade. And by seeing where his own shade was, where I'm tomorrow going to be standing, when the shade gets close to this, I'll know what to be made for. I will swear him to Garcy, ain't I walking Christ has look, ain't Makai Makan. Then the stories don't make any sense, because these stories are saying they have 24 hours. So therefore, the Rosh says, makes more sense if you gyrus halacha gaitzizuk. El kama b'shmaitan would be negated later on. Now, the Rosh has a whole different chat in this Gemara, nothing to do with this, and therefore, when you learn Rabbeinu Art Scroll, you will see a whole different chat in the Gemara.